The second chapter of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 2. I always think on Sunday morning of a text around the cross, because I know I have a word to say at the table of the Lord. And these verses struck me today. The ninth verse of the second chapter of Hebrews. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death. Hallelujah. For every man. For it became him for whom are all things, by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation through sufferings. There are seven things in those two verses about our Lord and his suffering. First of all, this is one of the texts of Scripture that starts with the word but. You should read the whole of the New Testament and mark every time you come to a but text. They're all of exceeding importance, and they're all linked together in the chain of inspiration. But we see Jesus. Visibility. We see him. There are thousands of millions who have never seen him. But you're one of the blessed ones. You have seen him. The hymn writer said, his glory broke upon me when I saw him from afar. He's fairer than the morning. He's brighter than the morning star. He's all my fancy pictured in its fairest dreams and more. Each day he grows still sweeter than he was the day before. We see Jesus. That's his visibility. We see him in the eternity that has passed. We see him when he came into the world. We see him climbing the hill called Calvary. We see him in his death upon the cross, his burial in the tomb, his resurrection from the same. We see him at God's right hand, a prince and a savior, ever living to make intercession for us. But we're going to see him, for he's coming for us. Oh, glorious day. We see Jesus. Secondly, who was made a little lower than the angels. Made a little lower than the angels. There's humility. Think of it. That God should be made lower than the angels that he had created. And even though it was only a little lower than the angels, what tremendous humility that it was. He became the creature. He took into union with his eternal deity, our humanity. We could never have touched him if he hadn't have done that, because you can't touch God. God is invisible. But we can touch him because he was made a little lower than the angels. And then we come to his mortality. for the sufferings of death. Think of it, that the one who provides life to everything was going to give up his life and die. There we have his mortality. I'm glad Jesus died, because when I die, I will know that Jesus has been here before me. He's here to gather every thorn and every stone and every cutting rock to smooth the path. You needn't fear death, for it says that after death we'll be with him. But something more, he tells us he'll go with us through the valley.
Hallelujah.
Visibility. And we have humility. We have mortality. But we have something else. We have eternity. He's crowned with glory and honor. Crowned with glory and honor. Today, he's not a little lower than the angels. He's the highest in heaven. The highest place in heaven affords is his by sovereign right. He's crowned with glory and honor. There you have his royalty. He wears the crown. My Savior is the crown Christ. He's not fighting for the victory. He won the victory.
Amen.
He's not waiting to be crowned. He is crowned. He rules in the power of an endless life. So we see his visibility and humility and mortality and eternity and royalty. But we see something more. We see that he tasted death for every man. What a statement. He tasted death. You know, you'll not taste death. Death will taste you. But with Christ it was different. He was the mighty triumpher over death, and he tasted death. Death will not taste you anymore if you're in Christ. Because it says in the word, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Oh, thank God, he tasted death for us. That is, of course, his wonderful immortalness. But there's something more. By the grace of God, there's his potency. His power by the grace of God. You know, everybody in heaven will tell you the same story. Why are you here? By the grace of God.
Amen.
Everyone. From Daniel, from the evilest man in the Old Testament, to the evilest man in the New Testament, to the vilest sinner, that saved. They'll all say, by the grace of God, he tasted death for me.
Amen.
And of course, he did more than taste it. He swallowed it.
Amen.
And death is swallowed up,
yes,
in victory. Its sting is gone. It's a poor, it's as helpless as the serpents that were made from the rods of the magicians in Egypt. And when they cast them down, they became serpents. And Moses' rod just did. They were all away. He had a good breakfast that day. He had all the serpents fried and turned over without any dumplings within their bellies, and they were gone. Let me tell you something today. This is what Jesus did at the cross. But there's one last thing, and don't miss it. What did they do it for? To bring many sons to glory. I'm glad I'm among the many. I'm glad I'm one of them. Is my name written there in that page bright and fair? Tell me, Jesus, my Savior, is my name written there? Thank God it's written there in the Lamb's Book of Life. I didn't write it there. The Savior wrote it there. Captain of our salvation. May the Lord bless us as we break the bread and drink the wine.